What's next for Microsoft Edge DevTools? We have a few things brewing in our kitchen that actually you might want to take a look at. Some of them are experimental, some of them are already available in the source code. If you want to take a look at GitHub, what we're doing, everything is in public, and that's the beautiful thing about open source. One thing I wanted to take a look at is an extension to Visual Studio Code called Edit Elements for Microsoft Edge. What that is that we took part of the developer tools that you already used to and that already are helpful in the browser, and we put it inside Visual Studio Code. Visual Studio Code is based on Chromium, much like the browser is based on Chromium. So that gave us the opportunity to take some of the tooling that are normally you're using in the browser to have it in your IDE. So think about it this way. You edit some CSS in your Visual Studio Code, and then you have to tap over to your browser or go to another screen and reload the page. And then you tweak the CSS in those tools that you already used to, like the colors, the pickers, and all the wonderful things that you have in there. Then you have to go back to your editor and see where these changes have to be applied in your SAS or in some other files that generate your CSS. We thought that's one step too much. So we actually took the developer tools, the ones that you're using the most, and we put them in an extension for Visual Studio Code. So now, inside Visual Studio Code, you can have a little preview of the browser window. You can even click on that and interact with it, and you see the changes directly in the developer tools that are normally in the browser inside Visual Studio Code. So it's one less step for your brain to take to go from one context to another. And these are some of the things that we're thinking about right now. If you have other productivity ideas or you have tools that you were looking for, please contact us on Twitter or actually click that smiley button in the developer tools themselves.